When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Lex Luger! Welcome back to the Man Up Show, Lexter.
Thank you. It's great to be back on the Man Up Show. I feel very manly when I'm on the Man Up Show.
Well, as you should, because anyone who knows your history and your story, and if you don't, hey, those of you listening out there, if you don't know the history of Lex Luger, professional wrestler extraordinaire, as well as a avid, excelled on the football field, professionally speaking, and is just has an amazing story that we're going to unfold over the next few minutes here. Go check out his book, Wrestling with the Devil. And I want to tell you right now, if you pick up a copy of that book, you will be impacted by how this man's life and story has impacted not just thousands, but millions of people. And so, Lex, just so great to for real, just to have you back and just to update people, because it has been like right at 3 years, and update people on what you're doing. And so, you know, I referenced the football career, of course, for those who don't know, you're a Buffalo, New Yorker, right? Born and raised in Buffalo, New York, right?
Correct. Go Bills!
Go Bills. And you are an avid fan of the Buffalo Bills. You donned their regalia? Is that the right word? I don't know. Anyway, their hats and jerseys. And you've just been an avid Bills fan, even though you haven't, you know, you've lived in Buffalo growing up and you spent about 5 years back in Buffalo with your mom. But you never left, Buffalo never left your heart, even though you weren't even living in Buffalo for a long time, right?
It has, and I love Buffalo, the queen city on the lake, the city of good neighbors. It's, the people are great. We love battling the weather and the snow. It rallies us all together. It's a great community feel there, and had a great childhood growing up there. And yes, huge NFL Buffalo Bill fan. They were kind of born when I was born. The franchise was born in 59, and I was born in 58. So we grew up together with the Bills. So, yeah, I love watching my Bills games. I've got the NFL package this year. I'm going to not miss one game, hopefully.
Nice. Well, and I know they appreciate loyal fans like you. And so they were born in 59. I was born in 59. I know you and I for 3 months of the year are the same age. So
I will say one caveat to being a avid wild Bills fan. These days, due to a lot of different reasons. I do not jump through those tables lit on fire like a lot of the Bills fans are known for. That's the game.
Well, that's probably a good thing that you don't do that.
I've been through some tables, as I'm sure you have too, but not anymore. Especially lit on fire. Bills fans are wild. They have a good time.
Well, and of course, being slammed through a table is probably what's led to some of your injuries and my injuries all these years later, or the repercussion of those injuries has led to how our bodies feel all these years later through all that fake wrestling.
You're holding
right?
up really good. Were you slammed through very many tables?
Well, I tried to avoid as many as I could, but there was an occasional time or two that I did go through a table.
I still have a flashback. Big Show, or the Giant, who we know how big he is, they had him on a Monday Nitro. I'm having a flashback right here, excuse me, but he choke slammed me where he lifts you about, at his height, 7 feet tall, he lifts you about 10 feet in the air. He choke slammed me through a table, and it had champagne glasses all over it. There was like a celebration thing for him. And I went through the table, broke all the glasses. That was real glass, and cut my entire back up. People show that all the time on social media that I thought I was dead. I mean, it was unbelievable. They had to pick the glass out of my back, and the back were the tweezers.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. That took more than a minute.
Who said aspects of wrestling aren't real? People go, it's all fake. I go, well, how about you go to the table with champagne glasses on it like Big Show chokeslammed me through? I'll ask you afterwards, is that all fake?
Right, exactly. Well, and that just kind of reminds me, too, of like even some of those. You know, think about some of the crazy matches, like especially like Dusty and some of the guys who are a barbed wire match, right? Yeah. Were you ever in a barbed wire match, out of curiosity?
I was in a bull rope match with a jagged bell with Stan Hansen. That's almost as dangerous.
Well, because he was
blind. He used to gas me open with the belt, with the bell.
Yeah. Yeah, because well known, at least within the wrestling circles, that he was blind as a bat the minute he took his glasses off. So I'm reminded of that scripture, Lex, when Jesus took the man outside the village and said, "What do you see?" You know, he prayed for his eyes. He goes, "I see men that look like trees walking." And then he prayed for him again, and he got clear vision. But I envision Stan Hansen saw men that look like trees walking. In other words, blind as a bat, could only see a blur in front of him, which is probably why he gaffed you open with his bell.
Oh my gosh, unbelievable. When I wrestled Stan, I did a 6-month program with him. Every night I dreaded, I love Stan, good guy, but I mean, I dreaded working with him. Who'd you not like? People always ask, who'd you like to work with the most? I mean, that's a tough question. I wrestled almost 5,000 matches, and I wrestled so many great stars, but it's an easy one. Who did you not like wrestling the least? I go, nothing personal against Stan. I love Stan, but I hated wrestling him because he was blind as a bat and he was dangerous. Oh, my gosh.
So to your point, so you had a flashback. So I just had a flashback. I wrestled Stan at that. Remember that old building in Charleston, South Carolina? Like we thought it wouldn't even be standing every time we rolled in there on King Street.
Yes. Oh my God.
I mean, and there'd be mounds like legit. We're not making this up. There'd be mounds of termite dust from every time we walked in that building. And I had one match, and a buddy of mine, his name was Richard. A buddy of mine, they were short. Like they needed somebody to ring the bell. And so my buddy Richard, who had rode down with me to the show, said, well, you know, he volunteered, right? Well, he's sitting ringside, you know, a little tiny table right there, ding, 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 ding. Well, I, you know, of course I go out, I'm the bad guy, I go out, I'm in the ring first. Here comes Stan with that rope and that cobble, swinging that thing around, and he comes towards me. I jump out of the ring, and he swings it over the rope. Well, he hits my buddy with the bell, and my buddy was so mad. He said, "I'm going to sue him." I go, "Richard, you can't sue him. You volunteered." Like he was so mad. He tried to run, couldn't get out of the way of the bell, and got nailed with that bell.
But, oh my God. When Stan came swinging that bell, look out!
Get out of the way, right? Get out of the way. Well,
he's a legend in Japan. You know, I mean.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's as big in Japan as Babe Ruth was in America, right?
Yes.
Like every bit.
Fun memory.
Well, what? So I'm going to go back to a minute too. So
Didn't mean to get you off track, Nikita. I know you like to stay on track. Sorry about that.
Well, no, it's an organic conversation, and I'm sure those who are avid wrestling fans out there right now are hearing inside. This is like inside baseball here, since I mentioned Babe Ruth, right? So we're giving some of the picking glass out of your back with a tweezers. Like, you don't get to hear that every day.
Oh my God.
Okay, but hey, were you ever in a barbed wire match though? Do you remember? Do you recall? I know you had a lot of matches.
No, I remember that. No.
You were not. Okay. Well,
no, you were.
I was, cuz obviously I did a program with Dusty, of course, and as you did a 6 month.
Him and Abdullah the Butcher were infamous for barbed wire matches.
And certain guys in the business were known for getting, as we term, getting color, right? And because red meant green, and back in the old school days, right?
Thankfully, I avoided the barbed wire match. So go ahead.
Well, you are very fortunate. In a sense, unfortunately, I could not avoid the barbed wire match. Now, for the record, for people,
that rubber is that's not really barbed wire. You're like, oh yes, it is.
Right. That's what I want for our listeners right now. I want to paint a mental picture for you, like legit. Like if you were ever on a ranch or ever out on a farm or something, so they would take take barbed wire and wrap it all around the ropes, all around the ring. So there's no way avoid it unless
quite haphazardly, by the way.
Yeah, yes, yeah. The guys weren't necessarily...
They weren't scientific about it.
Yeah, they weren't very experienced at wrapping barbed wire around a wrestling rope.
But,
so it led to a very interesting match, let's just say.
Oh, my gosh.
And I did try my best to avoid hitting the ropes, because obviously that's where you're going to get cut up, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thrown into the ropes or whatever. So... Fortunately, they didn't have to, take a tweezers and pick anything out of my back, but you would still get gaffed, as you got nicked by the barbed wire, running back and forth and all of that.
Unavoidable.
So would you say, okay, so you already said that your least favorite to wrestle was Stan Hansen. So was that... Does that then rank up there as the number one, perhaps, what would you say is the most physical match you've ever had outside of Stan Hansen?
Wow, you were one of them. But we both liked working that way. You were real physical. I think it was our football background. We call it snug, right?
Work snug. That's right. Working snug. That's exactly right. Right. Of course, for those who don't know, let me give a little wrestling background here, a little history here. So for the old timers, they call it stiff, or they actually even remember the term, Lex, crowbar?
Oh yeah.
So if somebody can envision a crowbar, for guys who worked snug like Lex and I, some of the old timers would call us a crowbar. And
stiff.
Yeah, and say we were very stiff, and so
the rollers were pretty physical to work with.
Yes, yeah, I would agree with that. I just had a conversation. I was just at an autograph signing recently, and the Road Warrior conversation came up just about how snug they worked as well, and how believable many of their matches were because of how snug they worked. Right, so.
I'll give you a surprise guy that worked snug with me. He did with a couple other guys, and he didn't mean to, but DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, he punched me the hardest. I bounced in nightclubs in college and everything, and there was fights and brawls. I never got punched so hard as Dallas. He had me in the corner punching me. He about knocked me out 3 times in a row. I said to him, hey, you're killing me. Uncle, stop. You're hurting me. Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget that. Sting got mad at him one time, too, because he was punching Sting's heart. Dallas liked to make everything look good, which I'm with it.
Right.
He about knocked me out 3-4 times in one match in the corner.
Was he
you got to be kidding me.
Was he punching you in the head, I guess, obviously?
Yeah, the chin. I mean, on the button, like Mike Tyson. Gonzalez could punch that hard. If he was trying to knock me out.
Maybe he thought he was in there with Muhammad Ali or Joe Frazier or something.
I'm telling you,
not Lex Luger.
Man, oh man, Dallas could punch. DDP could punch, let me tell you.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Well, that is a surprise. Literally. Yeah, that is a surprise because I bet the average wrestling fan out there probably did not or does not or until now did not know that. So
not a knock on DDP because I love him, what he does these days, and great guy, we're best friends. He'd be laughing right with us right now. But oh my gosh, I was like, Dallas, you're kidding me. I was in the ring. You're killing me.
You do a pretty, good imitation of him too, right? Bro. Hey, bro.
Yeah. Bro, come on. Bro, give me a break. Well, come on.
Yeah, I know you've done it.
He's a thorough... Through and through Jersey, boy, I love him, man. I love DDP.
Well, you always get me giggling when you imitate him because you've got him down pretty good. So,
absolutely.
Well, DDP, Diamond Dallas, and of course, you know, we talked over the years. You know, probably the what would you say is the number one? Like, if you're talking to wrestling now, and you're in high demand for, speaking of autograph signings, you're in very high demand. I mean, you go coast to coast, border to border, out there meeting the fans, and I know you love it. And
wrestling fans are so loyal, aren't they? Man, they don't forget about you, man. Amazing. I get amazed every time I go to these things. They line up for all of us guys. Oh, I mean, unbelievable. It's like the millennials are now where little kids watching us. They come and want to bring their kids to meet you because their kids are watching Roman Reigns and all the current guys. And the millennials come to these autograph sessions that they put out for us with an ambassador program with the WWE. It's like a class reunion on the weekend with all my buddies. And, man, the fans line up, the wrestling fans. They are unbelievable, aren't they?
They really are. They're so loyal. And you know, as you mentioned, for us, it's kind of like a, you know, family reunion kind of thing. You know, we had a very close group, you know, especially back in the day. I know for me in the NWA, very, very close group, guys that worked well together. You know, you mentioned you and Sting. Oh, yeah. and just all the guys, Ravishing Rick Rude, all the different guys and that we were fortunate to be. I was just recently with Cowboy Bob Orton, Ken Patera.
Oh.
Mr. Anderson.
Strong man, Ken Patera, man.
Yep, Ken. And you know, again, we talk about the physical side of wrestling. I mean, Ken is getting ready to have some multiple back surgery, and he's walking with one of those stand-up, you know, like you have, one of those stand-up kind of walker, you know, you can stand up and lean on it.
I've got them all. I've got wheelchairs, walkers, every type of cane. I got it all, man. I got the whole plethora of assistive devices. I love it.
And
thank God for them.
Let me touch on that for a minute, because for those who again may not know your full story, that's why I want them to go get your book, Wrestling with the Devil, and really understand your whole life journey and what a fascinating story it is. And you know, as you mentioned, you have all the 30 or so years of being, as you call it, a human crash dummy. You know, led to some very serious injury and took you into the Shepherd Spinal Center in Atlanta, of which you're a small percentage to ever literally walk out of there. But you know, your attitude, Lex, and of course you're one of my biggest inspirations personally. Anytime I'm around you or we're having a conversation, you know, whether it's over the phone or even an interview like this, because of walking through what you went through with that spinal cord injury, but the perspective you have and your
Did you say walking through?
I did, yeah, no pun intended. Walking through that journey.
Hey, Nick, I'm a 1%er. Less than 1% with my type of injury ever stand or walk again. So how thankful am I? My gosh.
Yeah, and I know you attributed to obviously your relationship with the Lord and the recovery you've had from the early prognosis of being a quadriplegic and lifted out of a bed and fed the rest of your life, where you can fly and drive and take care of yourself. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the White Knight right now.
Sitting in the White Knight, and of course you do a lot of road travel and do well with that, but you fly a lot as well. I mean, you're in and out of airports.
Just a miracle of God,
right? Exactly.
Some people don't recognize right away. I've lost 100 pounds of muscle from the spinal cord injury because I can't work out in the weights anymore, but I tell people I've been streamlined and redefined.
Well, and of course, you know, we've spent many days and times and even actually almost a year living together and which I want to talk about in a minute, which birthed the vision for men's ministry that you and I have been a part of over the years. But before I get there, yes.
I've been pruned, according to John 15. I've been pruned. He pruned away the muscle guy so that I can bear more fruit.
Well, and I like what you say too, Lex. When you say another way you phrased it is he's
the vine, we are the branches, and he'll prune us. Sometimes we go through adversity in life, like a spinal cord injury, everything. People get saved and they go, "I'm the name they claim it, it's to be la di da." No, we still have adversity. We will have trials and tribulations in this life, but I have overcome the world. He walks us through it. He walked me through the spinal cord injury, and he's remained with me, and he pruned me. I got the selfish focused on my physical legs out of the way so I could be more usable and fruitful for him. So really, my spinal cord injury was a blessing in disguise.
Well, and I like how you have said in the past how he stripped away, you've said it this way too, he stripped away the muscle to show you that you didn't need the muscle or the physical prowess to be a tool in his hand or a vessel that he could work through and utilize your story and testimony to win others to Christ or at least lead others to the foot of the cross, right?
Absolutely. God works from the inside out. We just have to let him in, man. I'm telling you. Wow. He gives you a strength that you can't get in a gymnasium. Mm. Telling you what, man, supernatural power.
Supernatural. He puts
you may not look the same on the outside, but man, I feel so much stronger now than I ever did on the unsaved Lex for my first 47 years.
Well,
amazing.
And what I want those listening out there right now is you're hearing some of Lex's story, and if you've never heard it before, this is a refresher for you. I hope you sense and tell he's being 100% just genuine in what he's saying. It's not just hyperbole or just Christianese talking here. No, this is the truth of who he is now and how grateful and thankful he is. And
Nick. Yeah. I take people to 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 through 9. Apostle Paul had a thorn in his flesh. He wanted once, twice, thrice, three times, asked God to remove him. God said, "No, Paul, because my power works best in weakness." And Paul's like, well, I'm all off with that. I'm paraphrasing the verses. But yeah, God needs us to empty the vessel, let him work in through us. And God knows what's best for us. So, yeah, it's amazing. I love that verse. Well, my power works best in weakness.
And it keeps us, as I'm reminded, keeps us dependent upon Him, right? When we can't have such an independent spirit,
yeah.
Keeps us dependent upon Him. Well, we only got a couple minutes left here, but I do want to touch on the fact that what's the ministry that the man camp that you come in for, and you know, every spring and every fall, and lend some of your experience, knowledge from physical weight lifting and not just that, just a spiritual aspect of things, but how we cover the body, soul, and spirit at the camp. Take just a minute in our last couple of minutes here, and you know, a guy's out there listening, or maybe a wife is out there listening. Why would she or why would he want to consider attending Man Camp?
Well, we get so busy in life, right? We can drift away from God, and it's just a intensive 5-day camp where, man, we get after it, and we talk about opening the vessel up and emptying ourselves out, getting out of the way, and filling it up with the power of God to go back in the communities better mentally, physically. We give them knowledge and action plans, and most of all, spiritually, that whole rock, right? Not the sand, but the rock foundation spiritually. And it's just great fellowship. And these guys go home changed men. I mean, for their families, for their workplace, for their communities. It's so incredible to watch the transition that you see these guys make in that 5-day intensive. It's fun. It's fruitful. I'm honored to be a part of it.
Well, and you brought up an interesting point, the transformation, we literally get to see from day one to day five. I mean, even their countenance and everything transformed.
These guys dragging, what am I doing here? You see them the first day, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so incredible to watch and be a part of.
Yeah, they don't even want to make eye contact, right? But by day five,
no,
I mean,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're just loving on guys.
Kindergarten or something, they're sitting around. Oh my gosh, incredible!
Yeah, and it's a blessing to have you a part of that, and so invest into these men. And if you're out there listening, ladies and guys, and if you want to know more about Man Camp and how you can come and experience and be empowered, as Lex is saying, be empowered and so many testimonies. Like if you go to the website, go to mancamp.info, mancamp.info. We do these every spring and every fall, and Lex is an integral part of that in praying and interceding, but also teaching as well. And so, Lex, as always, you are just such an encouragement, such a blessing, not only to me, but I know so many others, and it's just so great to have you back on the Man Up. You are a man who is manned up even through all you've been, all the adversity you've been through, and it's just always a blessing to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, guys.
And so thank you for tuning in to another day, another show, Man Up with Nikita Koloff, and go out today and have a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.